Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 151. 9 unusual camping tips you won't want to leave home without.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, Rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, camping is a fantastic outdoor activity that the entire family can enjoy. It's also something you can do in all four seasons. It's not just about spring and summer. You know, in the fall and the winter, the scenery is amazing. There are fewer people and fewer pests. Any time of year is the perfect time for getting outside for an adventure. Now, whether you're a car camper, a tent camper, or someone who likes to hike into the backcountry for an overnight, I've got some amazing and unusual tips to share today that'll make your next outing even better. You know, on today's show, you're going to discover clever ways to get a fire going, how to bring more with you while lightening your load, and great ideas for eating better, sleeping better, and having more fun on your next camping trip.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
You know, I always love the days before a camping or backpacking adventure, don't you? You know, you pulled all your gear out, you've got everything laid out, and you're trying to organize your pack. You know, what should you bring? What are you going to need? And it's always a fun puzzle to make sure that you are prepared, but that you haven't overdone it. So let's take a look at some creative ideas that you can use to make your next adventure a great one. So there you are. You found the perfect spot to set up camp. And one of the first things you're going to want to do is get a fire going. Now, camping just isn't camping without a fire. If you're car camping, you pull out a pre-made Swedish torch. And while your friends are wondering what you're doing, you explain how it works. You see, a Swedish torch provides an easy way to get a fire going and also a nice platform to cook on. Now, you have to prepare ahead of time, and this is not a very convenient fire starter if you're a backpacker. But here's how it works. Before you head out, you take a good-sized log, maybe 2 or 3 feet long, with nice flat ends, and then with a chainsaw, you cut an X in the top and part way down. Now, when it's time for your fire, you stand the log up with the X on the top. Set your tinder and kindling in the X and light it. What happens is the fire will draw air up through the cuts that you made in the log and also draw the fire down into the log to burn. With a flat top, the log now becomes almost like a little burner. And this is like a stove where you can, you know, set a pan and heat some water, maybe for coffee or oatmeal. Once you're done cooking, you just sit around and watch the log as it continues to burn and becomes the base for your campfire. Pretty cool. I'll have a link in the show notes so you can build a Swedish torch for yourself. But let's say you're on a backpacking trip and a Swedish torch just isn't a practical idea for getting a fire going. Well, no problem. There are some lightweight solutions too. You know, a really good fire starts with tinder, but sometimes it's difficult to find the right stuff. Everything's just a little bit too big. So here's a unique idea for creating some of your own. You use a pencil sharpener. You know those little square pencil sharpeners that you used to have when you were in first grade or kindergarten? One of those. You just put one of those in your pack. Then find some pencil-sized twigs out there and start sharpening them. You know, the shavings from the twigs make perfect tinder to get your fire going. Two more interesting and unusual ideas for starting a fire have to do with Doritos and your laundry room. That's right. If all else fails, Doritos make excellent fire starters. And it's probably healthier for you to burn them than eat them. But if you'd rather eat them instead, try bringing an empty toilet paper roll and pack it with dryer lint. Either way, you'll have a great fire going in no time. Okay, so you've got your fire going, and it's time to start thinking about food. So let's get organized and lay out all of your cooking essentials. Here's what you do. Fasten a belt around a nearby tree and add S-hooks. This provides a really nifty place for you to hang all of your pots and pans, ladles, spoons, that sort of thing. It's a neat tip that comes from BuzzFeed for getting all that stuff organized. So you've got your utensils all organized, and it's time to start cooking. So you pull out your spice rack right out of your pack, and you start going for it. Wait a second, a spice rack? Well, kind of. You see, this nifty little tip lets you bring all the spices that you want for cooking without taking up too much room in your pack. All you need for this tip is straws, a lighter, and an Altoids tin, or another small container like that. You cut the straws so they fit nicely in the container. Then you use your lighter to melt one end and seal it off. Then you pour your spices in, like salt, pepper, oregano, whatever you like to use, and you use a lighter to seal the other end. Now you have a complete little spice rack with you, and it takes up less space than a pack of cards. Now you can use the same technique to bring things like shampoo, toothpaste, and other essentials with you also. Just make sure that everything is well labeled. You don't want to mix that stuff up. So the meal was great, everybody enjoyed the fire, and now it's time to turn in, but there's a little bit of a nip in the air, it's a little chilly, and you want to stay toasty warm in your sleeping bag. So you get your Nalgene bottle, you get some socks, and you start boiling water. Your friends start looking at you like you've lost your mind, but then you explain how a Nalgene baby can keep you extra warm on a cold night in camp. The Nalgene baby is a great tip from AppalachianTrails.com. Here's how it works. You pour nearly boiling water into your Nalgene and cuddle up with it for the night. If you wrap a sock around it or a bandana, that saves you from a harsh wake-up call if you happen to bump into it. Just make sure that you closed it really well or else, it's going to be kind of wet in the morning. Ah, morning. Everybody slept well, you stayed warm last night, and now it's time to pull out the Doritos and get a fire going for breakfast. First thing on the menu is coffee, and it's really simple to make because before you left, you made homemade coffee bags, and it was easy. You just place a scoop of coffee grounds into a coffee filter and then tie it up with dental floss. Now you're ready to brew it just like you would tea with a tea bag. So it's time to pack up camp and hit the trail. You're enjoying a beautiful day when suddenly you realize that somewhere you must have made a wrong turn. This doesn't look like the way back to the trailhead. Now, you brought your smartphone just in case that happened, but it's basically a brick because you can't get a signal. Figures. Well, don't worry. Here's a nifty tip for keeping a map of the area with you, whether you have a signal or not. Before you head out, download the free Google Maps app for your smartphone. Before you go, search for the area you'll be traveling in. Now, next, type OK Maps in the search field and hit search. Now, the area you just looked up is stored in your cache. If you get turned around on the trail, open Google Maps and search for the area. Even without a signal, your previous search results will come up. So you're back on track, but even if you had been lost, you were prepared. And one of the things you always bring with you is a life straw. The life straw can filter enough water for one person for an entire year. If you ever get lost or run out of water on the trail, it can be the best $20 you ever spent. Thanks to Distractify for this tip, and I'll have a link in the show notes if you're interested in checking out a life straw. So those are 9 unusual camping tips that you won't want to leave home without. Remember, to make a fire, bring a Swedish torch, make tinder with a pencil sharpener, or use Doritos or a toilet paper roll filled with dryer lint. Organize pots and pans with a belt, S-hooks, and a tree. Bring all your spices and other essentials with you in pre-made straw containers. Stay warm at night with a Nalgene baby, enjoy homemade coffee bags, stay found with Google Maps, and bring a life straw with you just in case. I hope you got some value from the show today and discovered some ideas for making your next camping trip even more enjoyable. As you know, this show is free. But if you would like to show your support and become a patron, I would deeply appreciate it. Even a few dollars a month goes a long way. In fact, I've set up some really cool rewards for patrons of the show at your Patreon page as a way of saying thank you. So check them out at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support, and thank you so much for helping out. You can also find a link to your Patreon support page in the show notes for this episode. I want to welcome a few new members who joined Outside Health and Fitness this week. Hello, Scary Rigging, Enrique, and Tanya. It's great to have you on board. And if you want to join too, it is super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/151. You'll get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape for your next backpacking or camping adventure. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/151. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.